NBC Radio News on the Hour, presented to remind you of the great pictures and good reading in Life magazine. Now speaking from Radio Central, here is Frank Blair, NBC News.
At this moment, students are filing into Little Rock High School, but so far, Negroes have not entered the Troop and Circle School. We'll go to Little Rock. It's reported that 350 armed paratroopers are stationed outside Central High School. 24 others are stationed inside the building. President Eisenhower has returned to his vacation headquarters in Newport following his decision to send troops to Little Rock. I'll return with more on the integration story after this word about Life magazine.
You may have seen prison stories, but never one like this report in Life magazine this week. It's part four in Life's great series on crime, with exclusive photographs taken by convict number 75314. Life probes behind the high gray walls of Atlanta Penitentiary, revealing life as it's lived there. You'll see how prisoners work, play, and pass the endless days. And in a special article, Life writer Ernest Haveman puts you face to face with the many weighty problems of a prison administrator. How to handle the troublesome young toughs, the weary repeaters, and the old long-termers left without hope. But the big question Life leaves to you, what is prison for? Is it a place of punishment? Or a place to rehabilitate an offender, help him find his way back to a useful role in society? It's a challenging question in an important article. Be sure to see it in this week's Life magazine, out tomorrow. Again, Frank Blair.
For the latest developments in the Little Rock story, we switch to NBC's Herb Kaplow at the scene in Little Rock.
Go ahead. Bell has rung, the second bell at the Little Rock High School, Central High School. It is estimated that about 1,300 of the normally of the 2,000 pupil attendance is in the school today. The bell went off 15 minutes ago, which was the late bell and which officially opened today's session. As yet, we have no reports of the Negro students having tried to enter the school. Some 350 paratroopers from the 327th Airborne Infantry outfit, Airborne Infantry outfit, is standing in various positions around the school, keeping people away. It's certainly about 200 yards away from the school itself. There is an area which is set aside closer to the school for newsmen, and beyond that area, only students and authorized educational personnel can go through. We understand that at this time, if the previous plan is being followed, that Major General Walker, who is commanding the military detachment here and who, for all intents and purposes, is the control man, should be at this time talking to an assembly of the students, trying to get them to understand exactly what the presidential proclamation is, telling him what the various related aspects of this problem are, and trying to get them to cooperate. We understand he's probably acting as sort of a wise but firm uncle to these students. We are going to, just for a moment, try and check out there and see whether there's anything late. Frank McGee, anything late out there? Very briefly. As far as we can tell, the students, the Negro students, have not yet entered the school. Everything is orderly at the Little Rock High School. This is Herb Kaplow, NBC News at Little Rock.
President Eisenhower, the historic decision to send troops behind him, returned to his vacation White House in Newport this morning. Last night in a speech to the nation, the president said he was ordering federal troops to Little Rock because mob rule cannot be allowed to override the decisions of the courts. When the president and his new secretary, James Hagerty, arrived in Newport this morning, Hagerty would not comment on a proposal by Governor Frank Clement of Tennessee that a committee of seven governors meet with the president to find a solution to integration problems without the use of federal troops. This is Frank Blair at Radio Central.
Cigarette smokers, here's great news.
Viceroy now comes in two packages. New crush-proof flip-open box or famous familiar pack. Both same price.
And only Viceroy gives you 20,000 filter traps for that smoother taste. That's twice as many filter traps in Viceroy as the other two largest selling filter brands.
Smoke Viceroy, now in two packages. New crush-proof flip-open box or famous familiar pack. Viceroy.
This has been NBC News on the Hour, brought to you by Life magazine. Be sure to see Life this week and every week. Listen again on the Hour for NBC Radio News, brought to you by Viceroy, the cigarette with 20,000 filter traps.
Hear Washington Farm Report with Richard Harkness, weekdays on NBC.
get a lift in the morning. Music does it, a nifty good morning. Music does it. Everything's live and lively now when you're on NBC. Yes, it's top of the musical morning to you back on the NBC bandstand. On the podium, you'll find that gifted young arranger, composer, and conductor, Nifty Neil Hefti, and the NBC band of stars. In the role of our Mr. Music today, a return engagement of a young man you like so much, our singing soldier from Texas, Private Charlie Applewhite. And we have another star for you this morning, folks. Say hello to our bandstander's mystery guest, please.
Günaydın, muhterem dinleyiciler.
Don't throw away your cards, folks. It's Turkish. And this gentleman will return shortly to talk turkey with us. So stand by. Neil Hefti, don't look now, but somebody stole my gal. Version of a 39-year-old favorite called Somebody Stole My Gal. Now, friends, I think it's time we introduced our guest. Today, he is Turkey's ambassador of music, chief of the music broadcasting at Ankara Radio, who has been sent to the United States by the Turkish government to observe our American music, commercial radio, and television. So let's give a nice, warm bandstand welcome to Mr. Ergun Çaplı right here. There you are. Ergun, we are delighted to have you with us this morning on the NBC bandstand.
I'm very happy to be here, Bert.
Would you come in a little closer to the microphone? We're going to ask you all sorts of questions, Ergun, about the Turkish people, and we're going to ask you to play some Turkish music for us, too. But what do you like most about New York so far?
Well, I am very happy here because you cannot find a place to park.
Now, just a minute, Ergun. You like New York because you can't get a place to park? How is this?
I didn't bring a car. That's a lot.
A band of stars extra. Here is star guitarist Mundell Lowe. The NBC bandstand survey's number 24 song on the air today. Can't find a car. Lips of Wine. Here we go.
see where we are. That was Band of Stars extra call, Lips of Wine. Now, Erdgen, would you please say this line in Turkish for me, please, right here?
Of course, Dirk.
Yes, in Turkish.
Let me see.
Yes.
Bütün aileler bandstand'ı dinlerler.
Which means the whole family listens to bandstand.
It's brand new. It's living insurance family style. Ask the man from Equitable for complete details.
Yes, and thank you, Erdgen. Right now, folks, let's say hello again now, and let's have a real welcome for that singing soldier boy, Private First Class Charlie Applewhite, right there. Charlie, how are you, boy?
I'm fine,
Bertie.
How are you?
Fine.
Well, you look great, too.
You look just fine.
Well, thank you.
Now, Charlie, where are you stationed?
Well, I'm assigned to the Recruiting Publicity Center at Governor's Island here in New York, Bert.
Well, now, how come you get off to sing on the radio like this?
Well, there's two reasons, Bert. First of all, I'm the proud possessor of a 3-day pass, which puts me off duty. And second of all, I got to try to come up here and recruit somebody for the Army.
Well, I'll tell you how you're going to do it. Just sing Hello, Young Lovers from the King and I, and let's get some fans recruited in from the bandstand. You want to do that? Hello, Charlie.
Hello, young lovers, whoever you are. I hope your troubles are few. All my good wishes go with you tonight. I've been in love like you. Be brave, young lovers, and follow your star. Be brave and hopeful and true. Cling very close to each other tonight. I've had a love like yours. I know how it feels to have wings on your heels and to fly down the street in a trance. You fly down the street on a chance that you'll meet, and you meet not really by chance. Don't cry, young lovers, whatever you do. Don't cry because I'm alone. All of my memories are happy tonight. I've had a love like yours.
Thank you, boy. We'll all be back in just a minute.
Better schools build better citizens. Better schools build better communities. Better schools make a strong America. How do we get better schools?
Our schools and teachers and textbooks, too, are increasingly much too few. To solve the problem, what can we do? Has anyone a suggestion?
Visit your schools. Get acquainted with your teachers.
Ask your school board how you can help.
Form a citizens committee for better schools.
Get your community groups to work for better schools.
Get together for better schools.
For information on how you can help to better the schools of your community, write to Better Schools, 9 East 40th Street, New York 16, New York.
Get together for better schools.
Thank you.
guest, Erdgen Chopley, Turkey's Mr. Music, played a command performance in 1952 for General Eisenhower on his farewell visit to Turkey as Supreme Commander of NATO. Our president complimented Erdgen on his violin artistry and urged him to come and play for the American people. Now it has come true, right, Erdgen?
Yes, and it's exciting experience, Bert. In only 29 hours, I flew from Turkey to the United States. As I left Istanbul, I heard the song Atakit made famous here, the Turkish song called Üsküdar.
Yes.
Played in the Turkish style. In no time at all, I found myself in a beautiful room where the music sounds like this. On we flew to France and music that sounded like Paris. Then on we flew to Spain. As we landed at Madrid, I heard music like this. Then out across the blue Atlantic from Spain, and 4.5 hours later, Edelweiss, New York's international airport. And what music greets my ears? Turkish music.
Really?
Yes, the same tune I heard when I left Turkey, Üsküdar, but was a little different.
How was it different?
It's Sallanda Yuvarlan.
The what?
It's rock and roll.
Rock, oh, Salab, yeah. Chopley, what a wonderful musical trip that was. Thank you. Now, Neil Hefti's going to fly on from there and give us that 1 o'clock jump. Anytime you're ready there, Neil.
Thank you.
enough played in the morning for those who retire early, because the whole family listens to Bandstand.
Low cost is only one feature of new living insurance family style. Ask the man from Equitable.
You like his answers. Special delivery time once more, and today our merry musical mailman is the pride and joy of Fort Worth. Here's Charlie Applewhite.
Thank you very much. Texas thanks you kindly, Bert Parks, and I think I'll shoot this special delivery to another nice state, North Dakota, and one of our many rural mail carrier friends. He's Del R. Mayer of Bismarck, North Dakota, and we hope he's delivering mail right now while we're delivering this special delivery song to him.
Fairy tales can come true, it can happen to you, if you're young at heart. And it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind, if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can fill all your dreams with a nice thing it seems, and life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? And as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, think of what you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part. If you are a month very young at heart.
Yes, there's our today's special delivery to Bismarck, North Dakota, bearing the unmistakable signature,
yours sincerely, Charlie Applewhite.
Now, Charlie boy, tell me, how's the Army these days?
Oh, they're fine, Bert. Very democratic and educational, too. And you know that old story about your first sergeant being a mother for away from home to new recruits, you know?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's sure the truth. I remember one day I was coming home from a long hike, and my first sergeant pulled me aside, and he said to me, "You know, Applewhite, I'm your first sergeant, but I'm also your mother away from home." And then do you know what he said to me, Bert?
Don't be half safe.
Don't be half safe.
If you've ever ruined a dress with perspiration stains, you might as well tear it up and throw it away.
Well, here's a new deodorant that stops perspiration stains, stops odor, even on hot, sticky days. It's the new Vanishing Cream deodorant Arid, now fortified with Perstop.